Welcome to the show that helps you break through barriers to achieve an extraordinary life. This is Life, Then Finance with your host, Caroy King. Questions from listeners just like you will help to foster practical solutions to issues in your life. Now, here is your host, Caroy King.
Today's scripture is Ephesians 6. This is the one where it gives the armor of the Lord. And I would encourage you to read the whole scripture of Ephesians 6, the whole of it. It's much more fun if you start from verse 10, but for time's sake, it's verse 14 through 17. Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. Verse 16, in addition to all this, keep up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Oh my God, isn't this awesome? I like how Paul gave us an example. It's like wearing clothing, right? So every morning before you leave your house, make sure you have all your pieces of clothing. You don't want to get out and realize you forgot your blouse, right? Or you forgot your shoes or something. Even if you forget your shoes, if you're like me, you have a pair in the car, right? So let us be armed, clothed from head to toe and covered. For example, that belt of truth. So easy during our daily life to try and compromise with a little white lie. After all, it doesn't hurt anybody. But we have to keep a very, very clean heart and move a tightrope. Some of the things no one will even see. We have those stories, you know, like, you know, long time ago when you go get a cup of water, and instead of putting water, you know, at a restaurant, you put Sprite. Well, they're the same color. No one will tell the difference. But we don't have to do that because it's the little foxes that spoil the vine. Some of us have mastered the bigger thing, but it's those little things that we need to correct along the way. How about the breastplate of righteousness? Oh my God, righteousness, all it means being in right standing with God, meaning we have to keep a repentant heart. Let us be quick to repent. You know something? Let us never assume forgiveness. And I know from personal experience, many times because you love the people, they love you, when you do something that's wrong, you may not take the time to actually say, you know something, I did something wrong that day, I'm sorry. Sometimes we just assume because, you know, we already love each other, you're like, you know, we're on good terms, so they forgave me. Let us not do that to God. Let us actually be repentant at heart, not only with God, but with each other, you know, and not assume forgiveness when we are not forgiven, actually, you know. The gospel of peace, well, we know that. It's just way easier to live in peace and to find solutions. Let me tell you something. If you ever find yourself in a very tight corner, and you're not sure, okay, there, whichever way you go, this situation will be hostile. Don't believe that. There is always a way. Just ask the Holy Spirit. You're like, Holy Spirit, there is a way out of this. There is a way out of this. And the amazing part, sometimes all you have to do is to be still and let the situation work itself out. Be still and know that I am God. Allow God to perform his miracles. When you think you've hit a wall or any form of encounter will be hostile, oh, God loves us to live in peace. Then how about the shield of faith? Oh, my God. And it's the shield of faith that will extinguish all the fiery darts. Isn't that interesting? So the enemy will keep throwing a few things your way. And I like how they call it the fiery arrows, right? Who has played, what's that game with the round circle? Darts? I think that's what they call it. Where you, yeah, you throw the darts. Imagine, so now you're the board on the wall. And the darts are flying away. Yeah, and you're still, you can't kind of move because they are targeted at you. But guess what? Through faith, you will be able to extinguish those fiery darts because God said so. Of course, we have the helmet of salvation. Oh, but the sword of the Spirit. Guys, the sword, it is a weapon, right? Learn to use your weapon. Try it out. Test it out. Learn that it's a two-edged sword. Use it a lot, too. The sword of the Spirit is the Word of God. The best way to use any weapon is to master it. You have to know, like, for example, most of us have mastered how to use our iPhones, eh? Can I hear an amen for that? Yeah, we know all the little tricks about it, but how did we learn that? Through mastery. It's the same thing with the Word of God. Master it so you can use it as your sword of the Spirit. So when the enemy comes against you bringing doubt in your head, just remember, you are a conqueror. You are a child of God. He promised. You are the head, not the tail. You are above, not beneath. It's just a promise. 1,000 will fall one way, 10,000 will fall the other way, and you will remain standing. The earth is going to burn like an oven, but the children of righteousness are going to come out of the stores with healing in their wings. What does that mean? It doesn't matter how bad it gets. You will come out with the solution. Because you are the child of God. And you're going to be the ones blessing the families of the earth. And you'll be above. Don't allow to be defeated. It is a lie. So use your sword.
Thank you again for tuning in to Life Then Finance. Please join Caroy King for another edition next week. For coaching, booking speaking engagements, and any other inquiries, please send an email to caroyking@lifethenfinance.com or visit www.lifethenfinance.com. May the coming week be filled with exceeding grace and favor in every aspect of your life.